sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice. I want to remind you again, tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, we will not be live. We are going to take the day off, try to rest my voice, and get rid of this stupid cold. A couple of folks have recommended some things. I'm definitely going to do it. Nasal flush, vitamin C, tea with honey and lemon. Yeah, I get it. Totally going to do that. Rest up and be back ready to go on Monday, July 7th. So we're excited. We're going to have Rick Randall on. He's an author of a new book called Road Trip. And I'm very excited to have him to come on the show to talk about his book and talk about his message. As he's explained in the past, he has started an effort years ago called Pass the Positive. Words in our lives impact our thoughts, impacts our ability to deal with life's situation. There's actually a process goes on in the brain that has to deal with words and information that is you actually input into your life, words that you use, words that you on a regular basis choose to use in your daily living. He's mentioned in the past, basically, we have 1,500 words that we use in our regular dialogue in our lives every single day. Well, 123 good words, positive words, words that he defines and also writes about in each page of the word, a poem about that word and how it's impacted his life and what you should consider utilizing these words to change your perspective, to expand your vocabulary, or basically reinforce your vocabulary with these specific words. It's a great book. I've read it a couple of times already, and it really is very motivational, uplifting, and causes you to kind of start changing slowly but surely your perspective, your attitude, when things happen, how you react to those things. So it is something that I'm going to have a conversation with Rick about here in the next segment. Definitely highly recommend that you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get a copy of his book, Road Trip. The Good Words Book for Success. Basically, words changing your attitude. Words changing the way you have interactions with people. Things happen. Things pop up. So basically, you have to deal with them. How you choose to deal with them, how you react to them, is all addressed in this book. So we're looking forward to having this conversation with Rick. He'll be joining us in the next segment. If you'd like a screenshot of the cover, just text me ROAD. Just text me ROAD, R-O-A-D, for Road Trip, and I'll send you the cover. Author Rick Randall, the next segment. We'll be right back.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line, as I teed it up in the first segment, author Rick Randall of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. I want to continue the conversation. I discussed it in the first segment about your basically philosophy that you guys started many, many years ago called Pass the Positive, which led into you writing this book. And basically the 123 words, good words for success, that kind of basically after reading the book, it starts to kind of seep into your psychic. And when you're dealing with situations in life, I'll give you a perfect example. Here this week, I went downstairs and was going to check the water softener, the salt that you put into the water softener. I also have a filter on my well connect unit. I heat and air condition a house with a geothermal system, and my well connect engineer came in and put in a water filter. It's a metal screen, and it has a valve on it, and I have a pitcher downstairs, and basically I open the valve, and all the sediment from the water is trapped in this filter before it gets into the well connect, so it's going to extend the life of the unit itself. So I go downstairs, and I turn on the light, and between my hot water tank, my water softener, and the well connect unit, I look down on the floor, and there's water trickling out of the bottom of my hot water tank.
Never good.
No, not good, buddy. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, I just replaced this thing. Like, I think it was 8 years ago. I think it was 2017. We put a new hot water tank in, and it's like already. I mean, it's a good hot water tank, and Bradford White, and it was pretty expensive, direct vent propane tank. And I'm like, okay, water on the floor, not good. So I call my plumber, and he's like, yeah, Randy, sometimes sediment, which is the same thing I put the filter on the well connect unit for, sediment starts building up in the bottom of those tanks. And as they continue to heat the water, it puts a lot of pressure and causes the tank itself to start to crack and leak, and you got to replace it. So I said, that's it. I'm done with hot water tanks. I'm going with the new tankless system with propane. But the point of the matter is, before reading your book, I would have had a reaction that would have caused my blood pressure to go up. It would have caused me all kinds of anxiety. I would have been ticked off. I'm like, come on, dude. Spent $3,000 just 8 years ago, and I got to replace this sucker already. Oh, my God. You know, I would have gone crazy. And after reading your book, I got to tell you, my reaction was, you know what? This is an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people. And a lot of those words are in your book, you know. And I said, you know what? This is a perfect time for me to improve our hot water system to go with this instant hot tankless propane water system, because we also got a Safe Step walk-in bathtub, and that requires a lot of hot water and actually could have probably led to the failing of my tank. And I said, Randy, you get this new tankless system. The unit itself is roughly about $1,100. I got to pay my plumber to install it, but I'm going to save myself quite a bit of money and get hot water a lot quicker. So I immediately looked at the positives of this. And I got to tell you, man, I want to thank you. It was your book that made me react cool. The way it did. Yeah. And Rick, this was actually something that I'm sure you have utilized over your life in all the years you've been in a chiropractor and in business and in different ventures. This is your attitude is basically what caused you to write this book and basically come up with these, you know, 123 good words in the book Road Trip.
So here's good two words right here. Now what? So how you react or do you respond? So I have a very similar story just a couple of days ago. My buddy got a new truck, a new Honda Ridgeline, I think it was, a nice white truck. Brian's my good buddy. I wrote about him in the book, and he's the most generous guy that I know. Anyway, so he came over with Marcy, and they're parked in the driveway. And so then my wife, she's backing out of the driveway, and she's on her way to, she's going to go. It's open gym for volleyball. She's the volleyball coach in Charlevoix, and so it's open gym. So she's excited, and she loves doing it. And so she doesn't really see or think about or whatever Brian struck being right there. And like I say, he just got it. And she has a nice truck. I mean, it's in good shape. It's a Suburban and it's a big truck, and she backed right up, and Marcy and Brian and I were just sitting on the other side of the garage and talking. And all of a sudden you hear this unmistakable sound of,
whoa,
oh no. So yeah, she nails it. And, so, Brian, you know, you hear it, we get up, we used to walk out there, and oh, she's so upset. And then Brian looks at it, and he says, oh, he goes, I don't really, it's the back door. He goes, I don't really use that door much anyways. And I said, right on. So then we started looking at it. And the first thing, you are upset, and it's going to cost some money. But the blessing is we have insurance. And we're with State Farm, and Audrey hit a deer not so long ago, and they were so good to us. And then now we looked at it, and we said, you know, she only hit the door. She didn't hit the pillar of the cab. She didn't hit the box. It could have been so much worse, you know. So, you know, at first you kind of get a little bummed, and then you start thinking, man, you know, this isn't all that bad. We know somebody at the South Point Collision. Doug's a great guy in Charlevoix. And so, you know, we make a phone call the next day, and we got an appointment. We call the insurance company. And so, again, it's not the best situation, but how you respond to it can be making it as good as it can possibly be. And sure. So, you know, and that's a big part of how you respond or how you react is kind of the words that you have in your book. And so if you didn't have Get Mad and Be Angry in your book, then you might not use that, you know, or in your bag of words, I should say. Like you said in the beginning, was we all have a 1500 bag word bag that we draw from throughout the day. And so I started with 123 words. You know, good words out of that 1500. So you got a lot more to put in your bag, and these are only a beginning, but it's the way to get started. But, you know, you thoughts show up in your head all the time. They say we have some 64,000 thoughts a day. I always get a kick out of numbers like that because you think somebody had to sit and count them. I don't know how that works. But anyways,
So,
you know, that's a lot of thoughts. And so you can only have one thought in your mind at a time. And so when a thought comes in, when you have a good words bag or a bag of good words, when a thought comes in, does it make you feel bad? How does it make you feel? What does it make you think? What does it make you want to do? And what's the emotion that might show up because of it? And so if it's not a good feel good thought, then the beautiful thing about it is when you can rewind and rewrite and replay. And so where did the thought come from? Good question. But in the meantime, you don't have to keep it in the house. If it's a good thought, keep it. And then you embellish on that. If it's not a good thought, you know, which we have a lot of those too. It's funny how we get to thinking about things that haven't happened yet. I mean, in any given circumstance, you could start thinking like the truck, like, oh my gosh, this is going to boom, 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 boom. And you go crazy making it as bad as it possibly can be instead of thinking, all right, how do we get through this? How the now what? And so you can rewind and rewrite and replay a better thought. And that's the key, is to rewrite and replay a better thought, but you rewrite it with the words that you have. And so good words. Well, there's a lot of situations that it's a little tricky sometimes. We were at a funeral this week. It was a very sad situation. My good friend Ed, his wife fell and hit her head, and she was okay for a couple of days, but she really wasn't. And then she passed away. I don't necessarily, that's where faith comes in. That's where you just have to have faith and believe that for the reason why will show up at some point in time. But right now that's hard to do. And so I don't have the best answers other than faith for those situations. And
sure,
trying to find the positive out of that is really, really tricky and very difficult at this time. And, you know, maybe in time, you know, lives will change because of Laura. People's lives will be better, and people will stop doing certain things and start doing other things. There's inspiration or motivation or just the idea that, you know, because of her and her life and her living. The funeral service was really cool. We know them pretty well, but we got to know them even better. And you realize what a spark of energy that she is and was. And so, you know, the people that attended the funeral and kind of got that out of it. What I came away from that was it was sadness. But at the same time, I thought, man, that was a really, really neat lady. And she impacted so many lives in so many ways. And because of her, those lives, the people that will remember her and know her and appreciate her and love her, you know, they'll live on with her energy, and that'll be a very, very positive thing. But yeah, at the beginning, it's a little tricky. But
well, you know, on that point, you know, and as you're describing the funeral situation, really, the takeaway, I guess, is what you just said that struck me the most, and that's exactly what I did with the book. The overall takeaway is, you know, we have absolutely, like you said, we have a decision to make on how we yes. think, and a decision to make on how we react and what we say and how we interact, you know, with people and situations and things like that. And this book, after reading it a couple of times now and also getting into the poems and different things that you wrote, it actually starts to impact your psychic. It almost like starts to change your perspective, I guess. And basically, what is your takeaway?
It's like, yes, exactly. This is funny. All of a sudden, you're on my.
Well, ignore that, Rick. Just keep talking. Yes, be on the headset. Yep. Actually, we should turn that off in the future. But basically, it is the takeaway. And this is what we have an opportunity to do after reading the book and start thinking about things. It actually comes down to a decision. Isn't that a more accurate way of saying it?
You know, totally true. It's without a doubt, it's a decision. And how you're going to be and what you're going to say and what you're going to do. And so, hang on, Randy. I'll have just a minute.
Well, again, we're talking with author Rick Randall. He is the author of the book, The Good Words Book for Success. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on Barnes & Noble. And one other thing, Rick, I did want to mention, too, if libraries don't have the book yet, people can go into their local libraries and request it, and maybe that would be a way for more sales to be generated through the publisher, Olympus House, and be able to get these books in libraries. You wrote it initially with the thoughts of not just changing people's lives, but also affecting young people. Before we let you go here, wrap that up, your final thoughts about that and what you would like to see accomplished by coming on and talking about and letting people know about your book.
So the words that you know and use are pretty responsible for your behavior. So my idea is that first, it's a great book for anybody and everybody to read. It's short pages. It's one page little stories or poems or inspiration, motivation, a couple words maybe for a word, or a couple pages perhaps for a word. But if you started reading this to your younger children, and then if the younger children, as they get a little older, they started at reading it back to you, first of all, you know, you teach best what you most need to learn and you most need to know. And so when you're reading that book, you know, it's coming into your prefrontal cortex, but it's especially impacting the younger people. But it was targeted initially towards high school kids. I did exit interviews at the high school, and I left one day and I thought, you know, there's something missing. And I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to write this book. And so back to the idea of words, I was just writing about words. So words are the tools used to describe or define your life, past, present, and future. They're the tools used to stimulate or describe your thoughts. The words that you know and use determine your behavior. Choose your words wisely as they create the vehicle that you get to write in. How important are the words that you use in your life? They're very important. They make the journey less bumpy. They give you a better ride. Good words are positive words, and positive words allow you to see the positive possibilities in the situation and circumstances along the way. But I wrote, so here's what I wrote. I'll finish with
Rick,
this one.
I apologize, buddy. We're running out of time. We're on a hard
fun.
Computer, brother. I understand.
No,
appreciate you coming on.
We'll
again,
see you next
the book
week.
Is Road Trip. Text me Road, and I'll send you the information. Thank you, sir.
This is Michigan News Source.